Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is July 24th, Titus chapter 3. Let's get to it. Conspiracy theories are everywhere. Elections, visitors from other planets, aliens from other countries, governments, schools, churches, genders, race, and wealth. I don't know if you have noticed it, but a conspiracy theory can only come about by slander. It starts with distrust, and it ends with talking about others without the benefit of them being able to defend themselves. And through social media and with the help of our always-present AI robots, we fill our inboxes with like-minded people and opinions that underscore our own biases. Paul is writing to Titus, who grew up on the island of Crete, which was originally a penal colony and had become a center for mythology about the Greek gods. Cretans had a reputation that Paul himself quotes, "Cretans are always liars, evil brutes, lazy gluttons." Then Paul says, "This saying is true." It is this culture to which the gospel had come, and this culture in which the church was struggling to find a place. It was this culture in which Titus had been born. Can you relate? Is our culture becoming anti-Christ, anti-church, or anti-traditional morals? What do we do in such a culture? Well, Paul gives this advice to Titus: remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. So in the first place, Paul is saying, don't rebel against the government, no matter how godless and corrupt it may be. Follow the rules, obey the laws, be ready to do what is good. And then comes that hidden instruction, slander no one. To slander usually means to tell the truth, but it's a hurtful, negative report against that person. Paul is saying if anyone is going to choose not to be a part of the slanderous conspiracy theories about the government or other leaders, let it be the followers of Christ. Slander no one, no one. Instead, be peaceable and considerate. Always be gentle toward everyone. Then Paul goes on to say why we can and should be charitable toward even our cultural foes. He says, at one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. Wow, it's pretty complete. Paul is saying we were part of that foolish culture in our past. No matter which side of the conspiracy we happened to be on, we knew all about hate and envy. But we were changed, and now life is different. Paul says, but when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. So let us show ourselves to be washed and reborn, as Paul goes on to say, renewed and citizens of a culture with hope of eternal life. This world is not our home. Then with Paul, we can say, avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law because they are unprofitable and useless. I'll tell you, my flesh is drawn to a good controversy, but God's Spirit tells me that such things are unprofitable and useless. Amen.